WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, the 101 segment addressed a question about some radar interference in the form of sunrise and sunset artifacts or spikes. So I thought we'd continue this topic by looking at some items we see on radar besides the primary targets, that is, precipitation. It's important to understand that the current NWS Doppler radar network is very sensitive. This is what gives the radar the ability to detect small precipitation targets like snow. Plus, the radar operates in a mode called clear air, which provides the radar with even more listening time for even smaller targets. One of the most common non-precipitation echo configurations is that of bird roost rings. While most common in the fall, they are often seen around bodies of water that typically have temperatures warmer than the surrounding land at night. At night, birds nest or rest in and around these lakes or ponds, and just before sunrise, there's often a coordinated liftoff and dispersion of the birds out into the surrounding fields for feeding during the day. This presents as a curious donut-shaped pattern on Doppler radar imagery. This feature, known as a roost ring, occurs when the radar beam detects thousands of birds simultaneously taking off from their roosting site around dawn to forage for insects. The unique donut pattern of these roost rings is the result of the birds and other things departing their roosting site in all directions, roughly in equal densities. As they travel further from their roosting site and reach higher altitudes, they are detected by radar until they either rise above or drop below the radar beam. Now, the morning inversion, which may be present, aids in seeing this feature, since an inversion will create a slightly downward bend in the radar beam, keeping the beam closer to the ground where the birds are flying. In the next episode, I hope to take a look at smoke plumes.